His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, we had our first general winter snow hit the area for the tri-state region, starting out as rain, turning to a mixture of snow late in the afternoon, then to just snow in the evening. And depending on your elevation when this happened and how far east or west or north or south you lived and what your elevation was, it varied in the amount of snow you received. We had reports anywhere from a trace in North Canaan to about 8 inches in Millerton, 6 inches in Lakeville above 1,000 feet, Salisbury 5 inches above 1,000 feet, and the lower portions of Sharon 2 to 3 inches. So it all depended where you were if you got a decent snowfall. But it looks like the weather is going to stay winter-like right through this week. A story in the Republican American, a shuffling of Kent businesses has temporarily been paused. A request for a change of use of 24 Main Street, the current location of Kent Wine and Spirits, from retail to restaurant was withdrawn until a signed lease is secured for the new enterprise. The Planning and Zoning Commission members heard applications from Cosi's Pizzeria, located just a bit north at 6 Kent Green Boulevard, to move to the Kent Wine and Spirits site, which is expected to move to a new location on Bridge Street. The application calls for the restaurant to have 24 seats and will employ 3 persons per shift. It'll be open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 till 9. A grease trap will have to be installed on the premises. The site plan shows for 19 parking spaces in the rear. Commissioners were concerned about approving the application before the package store vacates the premises, which is owned by J. Casey Trust Properties, with Kathleen Moore listed as representative. Connecticut's COVID positivity rate stands at 3.61% as of Friday. Over 418,000 cases have been reported since the beginning of the pandemic. The current number of hospitalizations remains at 300. The number of total tests performed since the pandemic began now stands at 12,334,284. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency. She did this late Friday, after a surge in COVID-19 cases and a looming threat from a new variant found recently in South Africa. The move comes as hospitals are again warning of being overrun with COVID patients, as the state's positivity rate hit 3.8% on Thursday, the highest since mid-April. In some regions, the rates were even higher, nearly 10% in western New York and almost 9% in the Finger Lakes. Hochul said hospitals should themselves expand hospital capacity in anticipation of the variant hitting New York, and because rates right now are rising. The U.S. Attorney's Office has filed the federal civil fraud lawsuit against Marianatha Human Services, Inc., a Poughkeepsie nonprofit that provided services for developing disabled people, and its founder, Henry Alphos Coley. The announced suit on Wednesday also announced a settlement with Coley over individual fraud claims, which includes Coley repaying over $220,000 and accepting responsibility. Some meetings coming up in our tri-state region this week. Coming up today in Salisbury at 5:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting. In Kent tomorrow, the Kent Building Committee meets at 9 a.m. Also tomorrow in Sharon, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 6 p.m. In Kent, coming up on December 1st, Swift House Task Force 2 special meeting at 4 p.m. and the Board of Education at Kent Center regular meeting at 5 p.m. In Salisbury on Wednesday at 8:30, special joint meeting of the PZC and IWWC at 8:30 in the morning. At 5 p.m., the Board of Finance has a special meeting. In Cornwall, the Library CIPA public meeting is held via Zoom. That is coming up on Wednesday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Go to the website for the town to get that link. In Sharon, an upcoming meeting for the American Rescue Plan Act will happen at 6:30 on Wednesday. The Dovertown Board has their special meeting coming up on Wednesday as well. On Thursday in Kent, Planning and Zoning POCD special meeting at 6 p.m. In Sharon on Thursday, the Sharon Park and Recreation have their meeting at 6:15. A public hearing on Thursday at 7 p.m. in Ancrum, New York. A notice of the public proposed Iron Star Retreat Center in Ancrum. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board will hold that public hearing at 7 p.m. Running now through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day, Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store at the high school on Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. It's an entirely student-run operation that benefits the program at the high school. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual skate sale will be held on Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company in Lakeville from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, but you can also sell your unwanted stuff. You can bring that equipment to be sold by Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday becomes the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Now, also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot Cheese for holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Hose Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski program. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. The Sharon United Methodist Church will sponsor their annual Christmas fair on Saturday from 9 to 3 at their Upper Main Street location in Sharon. You can also sit a spell for coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and cookie bars. A way to start the holiday season with your friends. Baked goods and a soup sale. The Knit Club fundraiser on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Copaic Community Building, Mountain View Road in Copaic. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jelly. Homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian mac and cheese. Takeout only. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary on Saturday at 12 p.m. has a Santa and vendor fair at the Lakeville Host Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville. The vendor fair from 11 to 4, Santa from 3 to 5, tree lighting at 5:30. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate and small crafts for children. The return of Santa Claus and a new holiday cookie contest at the Hotchkiss Library. Santa is back coming to town on Saturday from 1 till 3:30. Meet Father Christmas for holiday festivities. Enjoying a holiday craft, hear wintertime stories, vote for their favorite cookie in the holiday cookie contest. Don't forget to bring your wish list to drop off at the North Pole mailbox. The event will be held outdoors, so dress accordingly. Rain date will be Sunday, the 5th from 1 till 3:30. More information at Hotchkiss Library. Library.org. The Smithfield Church annual Christmas concert and tea returns December 4th. Smithfield Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Matt Finley at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, 656 Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia. Masks are required to attend. Proof of COVID necessary for those attending the tea after the concert. It's free. Donations to the church would be gratefully appreciated. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, Carol's Hot Cider and Cookies happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. 5 p.m. tree lighting organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association. 5 to 5:30, carols with Salisbury Band Christmas Brat and Hot Chocolate Society. 5:30 to 6, hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. And by the way, over 1,200 luminaries will be lighting the Sharon Green as well to benefit the fire department ambulance squad. In Cornwall, the annual Christmas pageant happens on December 4th at 5 p.m. All angels, shepherds, and friends and neighbors, the annual Christmas pageant being held at 5 p.m. in front of the Congregational Church in Cornwall Village. It's a tradition with readings, carols, and giving of white gifts to children in need. Bring a toy wrapped in white paper, a mask, warm clothes, and a chair. The snow date is Sunday, December 5th at 4 p.m. More information at 672-6101. The 10th annual Celebration of Lights Parade happens on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 in Amenia, New York. Family-friendly activities on Main Street from 2:30 to 4:30, 4:45 Citizen of the Year announcement, and the Town of Amenia tree lighting ceremony at Fountain Square. 5 p.m. the Parade of Lights from the Amenia Firehouse to Route 343 to Four Brothers. Best views are along Route 343 and Fountain Square. Additional parking in the Town Hall parking lot on Route 22. After the parade, free kids holiday movie on the big screen at Four Brothers Drive-In. A special thanks for sponsors goes to the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization, the Town of Amenia, and Four Brothers. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield brings a Broadway Cabaret fundraiser to help support work in the Sheffield community. An afternoon of fabulous show tunes, bringing you hits from Rodgers and Hammerstein to Sondheim. The Saturday program is sold out. There are a few tickets left available only at the door. A second show has been added, the matinee performance on Sunday at 1:30 at Dewey Memorial Hall, 91 Main Street. Tickets available online, christtrinitychurch.org. The theater will strictly follow current COVID-19 guidelines of limited seating and wearing a mask indoors at all times. Photo ID and vaccination certificate are required for the performance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where they have a brand new tapas menu. Also, you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 34,899.34. The NASDAQ at 15,491.66. And the S&P 500 at 4,594.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.